Exactly 1 year ago this week, I migrated my blog to Substack. My very first post was about Flaco, the Eurasian eagle owl who lived at the Central Park Zoo until a vandal shredded his mesh enclosure in February 2023. Immediately, a great many people started rooting for the owl as some sort of romanticized freedom fighter, posting lots of criticism about efforts by the zoo to try to recapture the bird. I read more than one "Live Free or Die" comment. I wondered how many people would be saying "Live Free or Die" if their own personal price for freedom was to be restricted to a food supply laced with rat poison, as Flaco's New York City wild diet was guaranteed to be. I spent a lot of time visiting my daughter in New York while she lived there. We had to be very careful walking her dog, especially at night, to make sure Muxie didn't pick up any dead or dying rats or sniff out any of the poisoned bait set out to attract rats. Either could be anywhere, and in the dark, Muxie could have swallowed something dangerous without our even realizing it. But freedom is such a deeply rooted value for Americans that even I, knowing all the dangers Flaco faced, couldn't help but engage in some of that same romanticized magical thinking about him, hoping that against all odds he could live long and prosper in the Big Apple. And why couldn't Flaco do well in New York? Peregrine falcons famously thrive in large cities, but not by eating rats or other rodents. Barry, a famous female barred owl living in Central Park during the pandemic, died in a collision with a Central Park Conservancy vehicle in August 2021. A necropsy showed that she had a potentially lethal level of rat poison in her body. I'm a human who carries non-lethal levels of rat poison in my own body all the time. Warfarin is the anticoagulant that, at manageable levels, keeps blood from clotting in the aneurysm I happen to have on my right coronary artery. Every 2 weeks, I test my clotting rate to make sure the level is safe for daily life, and I wear a tag on my wristwatch band so if I'm ever in an accident, first responders will know to pump me up with vitamin K to prevent my bleeding out. At best, windows kill about 50% of the birds who collide, even when those birds seem fine and fly off. The rate must be far higher in birds carrying rat poisons in their blood. When Flaco died last month after colliding with a window in the Upper West Side, the obvious cause was the window. But when the International Owl Center saw the initial necropsy result, they noted that the bleeding behind one eye with no evidence of head trauma and the substantial hemorrhage under the sternum and in the back of the body cavity around the liver suggested that his body was burdened with anticoagulant rodenticides, which cause exactly this kind of internal hemorrhaging. Sure enough, this week the final results of the necropsy were released. Flaco had not just one kind of rat poison in his system, but three at levels high enough to have killed him without his even hitting that window. He also had dangerous levels of a pigeon herpes virus in his system. Even healthy pigeons can carry this virus, but it's dangerous for birds of prey. Both the rat poison and the virus may have led to enough disorientation to have caused the collision in the first place. Scarily, the necropsy also revealed that Flaco had low levels of DDE in his tissues. DDE is a metabolite of the pesticide DDT, which was banned in the 1970s, but is one of those forever chemicals that remains in the environment long after it stops being produced. What a world we've created for our children and other precious living beings. We sometimes envision freedom as the right to do whatever we please and go wherever we want, but any American who's tried to use or take other people's property, or even just to see Cuban toadies in the wild, knows that even for us, freedom has limitations. Franklin Roosevelt suggested four fundamental freedoms that every human being should enjoy: freedom of speech, freedom to worship God however we choose, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. In his large Central Park enclosure, Flacco enjoyed all four of those freedoms. I'd suggest that there is another fundamental freedom: freedom to eat, drink, and breathe food, water, and air safe from toxins. Ironically, but truly, without that option, Flacco lost his freedom the moment that vandal sliced open his cage. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.